Simen Tes, Seif Aleph. Simen Tes is talking about tefillin and mezuzahs that they need to be written kesidron. Ubo Yud Aleph Seifim, and there are 11 Seifim. Seif Aleph. Tefillin and mezuzahs tzrichim lichtai vaisim kesidron. Tefillin and mezuzahs have to be written kesidron. Vinim kosvan shaloi kesidron, and if they are not written kesidron, bein shehikdim v'kosav parsha amulcheres lamugdemes, whether the second parsha is written before the first parsha. Bein shekosava hatevois, whether the second word is written before the first word. Oy ha'oisius, or the second letter is written before the first letter. In all of these cases, shaloi kesidron, the din is that it's shaloi. If in any of these instances it was written shaloi kesidron, the halacha is psulim. Meaning as follows. Tefillin and mezuzah have to be written in order. So let's say you wrote v'hayam shamaya before shema. So that's out of order, because shema is supposed to be before v'hayam shamaya. So that would be pasul. Let's say you wrote the word Yisrael before the word Shema, right? It says Shema Yisrael. So you wrote the word Yisrael before you wrote the word Shema. That would also be possible because it's Shaloi Kesidron. Let's say you wrote the Mem of the word Shema before the Shin. So that would also be Shaloi Kesidron. So any type of way in which you write out of order is possible. Lachain. Im nimtza shechaser ois achas. If you find, after you wrote your tefillin and your mezuzahs, that there's a letter missing, ain lahem takana, there's nothing you can do to fix it. Elam kein yachal ligroid mimata lamala ad mokem achisorin, im ein sham shem, v'yichtoiv sham es achisorin, v'acharkach yichtoiv mashagorad al mokem hagrad. What that means is as follows, that there is a way to fix it, and that is, let's say, in a mezuzah, it ends off with the words al ha'orat. So let's say you missed out the lamed of al. So you can erase the word ha'aretz, fill in the lamed of al, and then write the word ha'aretz. Or if it's in the middle of a mezuzah and you haven't yet written a shem Hashem, so you can erase backwards, fill in the missing letter, then rewrite the letters that you erased, and then it would be okay. So as long as you haven't written a shem Hashem, these eitzes can work in order to fix it. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Seif Katan Aleph. Lichtoi Voisin Kesidron. Where do we know this din? From the Mechilta. At the end of Parashas Boy. Bedalad Mekoimis Maskirin Parashas Tefillin. It says in the Mechilta that there's four places in the Torah where you have the Parasha of Tefillin. Kaddishli is the first one. V'hoya Ki V'yacha is the second one. Shema is the third one. V'hoyim Shemaya is the fourth one. That's four parashas in the Torah where you have the Parasha of Tefillin. Mikan Amru. From here we learn out. Mitzvahs Dalad Parashas Shel Yad Heim Krach Echad. The four parashiyas of the Shelyad are one unit. Dalet parashiyas Shel Rosh, Heim Dalet Toitofis. It's four separate units. What are the four separate units of the Tefillin? Ve'elu Hein, Kaddishli, V'hoya Kiviyacha, Shema, V'hoyam Shamaya. Kosvan Kesidron, they have to be written in order. V'imloi Kosvan Kesidron, and if they're not written in order, Hare Elu Yigonzu, it has to go into Gneza. U'be'beis Yosef, V'shem Arias Kandrani, the Shelyad Kesidron, Psulois, Mishum Dechsiv, V'hoyu Ba'av Yosin Yehu. The Beis Yosef brings from the Rias Kandrani that he says that the din of Shaloi Kesidron passels because of a drasha. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu, and V'hoyu, we darshin, behav yosan yehu. Where does it say the word V'hoyu? It says, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela. These words. So we darshin that these words have to be presented in the manner in which they appear in the Torah. And if they're not, it's going to be a problem of Shaloi Kesidron. V'ken Kosovar Advas, he gives the same Makor, Chelik Aleph, Simon Shin Yud, U'mesayim Ba, and he ends off by saying, V'tarvayu Tefillin U'mezuzas K'sivin Behu B'haikra. The Advas was asked whether the din of Shaloi Kesidron applies to mezuzah as well. Or maybe it's only by Tefillin. So he says, what do you mean? It's in the same Pasuk. V'ksiv u'ksharetim lois al yadecha v'hayu l'taitav v'izbein einecha u'chsavtam al mezuzah v'izbeisecha v'izharecha. So since it appears in the same Pasuk, Avad, the din of Shaloi Kesidron applies to tefillin and mezuzahs as well. B'Yushalmi Masechtas Megillah, it should say over here, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, not Perek Gimel. Isa, over there in the Yushalmi, it says, Toilin b'svarim ve'en toilin b'tefillin u'mezuzahs. Now, it doesn't say why, it just says a fact that you can be toila in Sifrei Tanakh, in Chumashim, and in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah, in Chav Dalet Svarim, but ve'en toilin b'tefillin u'mezuzahs, we're not toilin tefillin u'mezuzahs. What does toilin mean? Toilin means if you miss out a letter, so you could just be toilet between the lines. In other words, it's like hanging between the lines. Upirshua Rishayim Zal, the Rishayim say, why are you not allowed to do this in Tefillin and Mezuzah? It's the time of Mishum, Sheyu, Shaloi Kesidron, because it's going to be Shaloi Kesidron. The Amnam had the Isa Bagois Maimini Perak Aleph is known to be Yerushalmi Mefarish Achtaim of the Shleika Sidron. Bagois Maimini, he makes it sound like the Yerushalmi itself says that the reason is Shleika Sidron. That's Madna, Kilesa Sham. It doesn't say any such thing in the Yerushalmi Tamzeh. The Ayin Sham Bekarbana Eda, that he also explains that the reason is because of Shleika Sidron, but not that that's what the Yerushalmi itself says. Where he discusses the issue of Tliya. It must be a mistake in the Hagoyis Maimini, Yui and Sham Bekesef Mishnah. And if you have a look in the Kesef Mishnah for him, also it's clear that he was not Goyris, that the Yerushalmi explains that the reason is because of Shalika Sidron. Rather, it's something that the Rishonim explain in the Yerushalmi. So it must be that the Hagoyis Maimini, who says that it's the Yerushalmi, is a Tos Seifer. The Radvaz says more. Let's say you have a question. It's a very simple question, yes, the Radvaz. If we aser tliya in tefillin and mezuzah, it's because of the din of Shalika Sidron. So why is there no din of Shalika Sidron by Sefer Torah? Should be a kal v'chomer. If a Sefer Torah is more kaddish than tefillin and mezuzah, so then avada by Sefer Torah, it should be a psul. Why would it only be a psul by tefillin and mezuzah? Yesh Leimar says their advice. The reason is, dim loikein leitimsa Sefer Torah kashal oilam. Because if we would passel Sefer Torah, because of the psul of Shalika Sidron, you'll never have a kosher Sefer Torah. Aval tefillin and mezuzah, I did the zuter, kois v'achrini. Tefillin and mezuzah are not that big. They're pretty small, so you could just write another one. But the Sefer Torah, you can't just write another Sefer Torah. So it's pashut not shayach. V'zeh borur adkan l'shoyne. The Radvaz says that it's borur, that that's the reason for this halacha. V'lefi ani as daiti tamua, says the Lishka, it doesn't make any sense to me. If the din of Shalika Sidron would be a din derabanan, oz then I could hear hayomakim lechalek v'loimer one katayna de b'sefer Torah kevan de imnitz darach ledakdik shi'enech davdavka b'kisidroi loitim se sefer Torah kosher ki'im b'derech rochaik. Since it would be very difficult to make a kosher sefer Torah, so since it's only a din derabanan lachain after k'dushase gedayla, even though a sefer Torah is more chashiv, mikol makim yikilu by rabanan derabanan wamekel. But since the din of Kisidron is learned out from a pasuk of Ahayu, it's a drasha. The Islam the Melech bekal v'chaymer to Sefer Torah, and we can make a kal v'chaymer from Tefillin and Mezuzahs to Sefer Torah that over there it should be osel, that over there it should be posel, and we find already that we did such a thing. K'moshanu lemedim Sefer Torah bekal v'chaymer mitefillin and Mezuzahs le'inyan de be'inan sheha koisva yia barkshira. We saw. We saw in Siman Aleph that we learn out the din that the person writing it has to be a barkshira is a din in tefillin. And we learn it out from a kal v'chaymer that if it's a din in tefillin and mezuzah, so obviously it's going to be a din to a sefer Torah. Right? So over here also we should learn out the din of Shalika Sidron, kal v'chaymer from tefillin to a sefer Torah. Amaylei neima degam sefer Torah boi kesidron. Yeah, if a kal v'chaymer d'oraisa, a kal v'chaymer is a din d'oraisa. Memelas over here, it should apply to Sefer Torah also. V'afshu u'davar kosher, are you going to tell me it's difficult? Tough luck. V'afshu u'davar l'kosva y'kisidron, dafka harei al kolponim, efsharihu, but l'maisa it shayach. Memela the Kesis does not have an answer to this question of why the din of Kisidron would not apply to a Sefer Torah. Not that he says it does. He understands that it doesn't apply, but he doesn't understand why not. Says the Lishka Sifkotin Beis, Parsha Amucheres Lamukdemes. You can't write the Parashias out of order. Masha Kazav Ber Hetev, Simon Lam Beis, Sifkotin Beis, Vashem Chuvas Avoidus Agershuni, Dim Nifsilu Shte Parashias Mitfilin Shtaim Ksheris. Let's say you have two Parashias in Tfilin that became Pasel and two are Kosher, meaning the first two are Pasel and the second two are Kosher. So Mutter Litzaref Le'elu Shtaim Haksheris Shte Parashias Rishinis Mitfilin Acherim. Again, the first two parashias were pasul, and the second two are kosher. So you'll go, and you'll find other first two parashias from other tefillin, and you'll be mitzaref it to these second two. So you can do that. Zeu dafka, but hey, you can only do that in a case, b'she yodua, she'elu ha'acherim nechtevu mikoidem, when you know that these other ones were written first. Aval im mesupik shema nechtevu elu acharkach, but if you think that these other kaddish and v'hoya that you're being mitzaref maybe were written after the Shema and the Vayam Shemaya, so then Avada Psulin Mishum Shalika Sidra Nafilu Misofik, because it's a Sofik Doi Raisa, Ayin Shamba Vaidisagir Shuni, Vayin Bishari Tshuva, where the Shari Tshuva explains that even though it wasn't written in order to be attached to these other two, that doesn't make a difference. They don't have to be written for the same pair of parashiyos. As long as they're written in the correct order, that's enough. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Se'if Katan Gimel, Oy Ha'oisi Yishalei Kesidron, or if you wrote the letters out of order, Kazav Prima Godim, Nidfas B'mishpitzayis, Seif Simen Lamed Ches, V'zeh L'shoinei. Prima Godim says as follows, Pshitali, it's obvious to me, the Imkosav Tzadik, if someone is writing the letter Tzadik, and he wrote Nun, first he wrote the Nun, which is the left part of the Tzadik, V'achar Kach Yud, and then he wrote the Yud, which is the right part of the Tzadik, U'kadayme. Loihave Shalika Sidron, that is not going to be Shalika Sidron, but Oisei Ois, because there's no such thing as a din of Shalika Sidron in a single Ois. In other words, Shalika Sidron is only in two Oisies, if I wrote the second Ois before the first Ois. But within a single Ois, there's no such concept of writing a single Ois out of order. You can write a single Ois in whatever order you want. Gamshitali, it's also obvious. And Kosef Mikzas Ois, let's say you're writing the word Shema. So you wrote a little bit of the mem. And then you wrote the shin of Shema, the first word. Mashlim ha'ois, so you can be mashlim now the second ois, the mem. It's not a problem. The culture ain't kois of ois sholem, because once you, any time you don't write the entire mem, kesidron mikri, that's still called kesidron. In other words, the prima godim is makel on the din of chetzi ois sheloi kesidron. Gam im kosav yud beloy tag. Also, if you write a yud without the tag hasmoli kutzei shel yud, l'rabbeinu tam, v'yachar kach kosav mikoidem, pshita dehave shaloi kesidron. In other words, let's say you're writing the word bain. So first you wrote the yud, but you just didn't put in the kutzei shel yud, and then you wrote the beis. So of course, that's going to be shaloi kesidron. Dehashta l'kula amrinan diyach l'atakin, because let's say you forgot the kutzei shel yud, stamazoy on the yud. So avada, you could fix it, even though it's shaloi kesidron. K'moshe kasavnu b'simen hey, right? We allow fixing a kutzei shel yud shaloi kesidron. So kol shekein l'chumra, the shem oisales over here, avada, if you wrote the yud before the beis, so certainly that's going to be shaloi kesidron. V'havi shaloi kesidron. Mibayle also says the prima godim, I was clearing the following shaylem kosev aleph ukadoyme ve'ein ayudin noigin. What if you wrote an aleph and the yudin of the aleph are not attached? V'achar kach kosev mikoidem, and then you wrote the letter before it, and that was, let's say, writing the word va'avaditem. So first you made the aleph, but the yuds are not attached. And then, after that, you wrote the vav. Yihave shaleka sidron eloi. Will that be a problem of shaleka sidron or not? Shuvra isi. Shegam ze kol shekein hu. That it's a kol shekein. Im lakula amrinan to leihave shaleka sidron. If we're going to say lakula, that if I wrote the word va'avaditem, and I subsequently see that the yuds are not attached, that I'm allowed to fix it, and it's not going to be a problem of Shalika Sidron, because it's as though the Aleph is already there. Kol Shekein L'chumra. So certainly, L'chumra, Kedamaran Adgan L'shoinah. So certainly, L'chumra, I wouldn't be able to make the Vav of Vavadatem after I made the Aleph, even though the Yuds of the Aleph were not attached. V'hinei nish'alti mi'sefer echadim. Ira toos b'tfilin u'mezuzah. If you have a mistake in Tefillin and Mezuzah, because of La'alon, and he wrote Vayter V'yachar Kach Hirgish B'Tos, and then he realized he made a mistake earlier in the Tefillin or Mezuzah. Shadin Hu Shetzarech Ligrit Kolak Kosuv La'achar HaTos. He has to erase backwards until the Mokum of the Tos, and Main Shom Shem Kodesh, as long as there's no shame on the way. Mishum Shalei Kesidron, that's because of the Din of Kesidron, he has to erase all the way backwards. So now what's going to be in Maklaf Hudak V'yav Shalei Ligrit Kol Oisis Ligamri? What if it's thin klaf and he just can't? It's too hard for him to erase all the oisias. Oisha yia loy tircha yisera, or it's going to cause him tremendous tircha. Im yesh lahatir beli gredes kol oisias, would it be mutter for him to not erase the oisias lagamri? Ela yigred bekol ois vaois ad shediskalkal tsurasai. Rather, he'll just erase from each letter until he's mekalkal the tzura. Ula acher shetikin es hatos yachzer v'yatakin es kol oisias kesidron. And once he fills in the letter that he was missing, then he can go and fix all the psulim that he made in all the other letters. Would that be mutter? The shafti says the lishka ki lefi ani asdaiti nira lahater. I think it's mutter ki me acher sheniskalkal ha'ois mitzurasei, because since the letter has been niskalkel mitzurasei, mashe metakne echarkach nechshav l'ksiva chadosha v'hi eitz inachayna. So the Lishka also, like the Prima Gadim, is mekel in the din of chetzi ois shaloi kisidran, and we know the Mishnah Berurah is also mekel. However, the Avnei Nezer and the Shalom Eishavah Machmir in this halacha, but again, the Lishka and the Mishnah Berurah are mekel. Says the Keses HaSofer, Si'if Beis. Avol im yiter ois achas. Till now we were discussing where he missed a letter. What if he added an extra letter into the mezuzah? Yesh la takana, that could be fixed. Al yedei she'igur oisa, im hi besoif tevo ibitchilasa. You can erase the extra letter, provided it's at the end of a word or at the beginning of a word. Avol im hi be'emtza tevo, but if it's in the middle of a word, lai, then you have a problem. Mishum dik she'igur idea nira kishtei tevois. When you erase the letter, it's going to look now, it's going to split the word in half. It's going to look like two words, so it's going to be puzzle. However, there might be an eitzah for that as well. Sometimes it's possible to fill in the empty space. For instance, let's say you wrote the word la'avoisecha with an extra vav. There's not supposed to be a vav there. So you can erase the vav, and you can stretch the beis. So now the empty space will disappear. Shapir dami, that's mutter. It's not an issue of extending it. You could just thicken the first letter and the second letter, which was surrounding the extra letter, to fill in the empty space. That's also acceptable. Because as long as you're just thickening the letter on the right and the letter on the left, and there's no shinoi tzura at any point, it's not going to be a problem of shaloi kesidron. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Seif Katan Dalet, which is part of Sif Beis. It's a printing mistake in some editions. It says that it's Seif Dalet. It's not Seif Dalet, it's Sif Beis, but it's Seif Katan Dalet. Limchaik Es Havav. If you have the word Lavoisecha, so you can erase the Vav. And nearly Poshet says the Lishka, She'im Havav Hayaseira Hila Acher Ois Dalet, Oi Reish. Let's say he was writing a word and he added in a Vav, and he added the Vav after a Dalet or a Reish. So in such an instance, he doesn't have to erase the entire vav. He could just take off the regal of the vav, and the roish of the vav he can attach to the dalad, or to the reish. Or if it's a yud yaseira, he doesn't have to erase anything. He can be mitzarif the yud to the reish or the dalad before it. Obviously, he would have to swallow up the regal as well into the roish. But if this yud or vav is following a beis or a chaf, then he has to take off the whole yud and the whole vav, including the roish. Because when he's fixing the beis, he has to fix it little by little, dafka, as he's going to say right now. You have to be careful when you're fixing the beis, that it should never lose its tzura. How could it lose its tzura? Because if he first stretches the gag ha'elyon, because the top of the beis is going to be much longer than the bottom. And even though he's subsequently going to pull the banim to the left as well, v'tachzer l'tzuras beis, and it'll once again look like a beis, harei tehe shalei kesidron, that's going to be a problem of shalei kesidron. L'chein tzarech l'aseis ha'yisafa b'ma'at ma'at. That's why he has to do the ha'yisafa a little by little. K'tzas kan u'k'tzas kan ad kedei atzarech. First he has to extend the top a little, then the bottom, then the top, then the bottom, then the top, then the bottom, so that at no point is there a shinei tzura. Zoi zokt, the Melecha Shamayim. Zok, the Lishkas HaSofer Si'if Katan Vav. V'cheinim Yuchal Lahavois, if he can thicken up the letters. Kein Kosev HaMogen Avram B'Shem Meradvaz, that would be an Eitzah. V'ayin Prima Godim Eishel Avram Si'if Katan Lamed Gimel. Have a look in the Prima Godim where he says that anytime you're not writing another Ois, there's no din of Shalei Kesidron. And he's medamit to erasing between letters that are touching each other. It's mutter to do, and there's no problem with shalei kesidron because you haven't written a letter. So over here too, where you're just extending a letter or thickening a letter, so that also would not be a problem of shalei kesidron, as I zokt the Prima Godim. V'nirli poshut, t'im la'achar sheheve, eza ois mitzad ze, gardei mitzad hasheni, v'loi nisha rak haksav Hachadosh, have a shaloi kesidron, kevan de lesa l'ksave rishin. Let's say you have a chaf, and his ma'ave, he thickens the chaf on the right side of the chaf. So now, the right side of the chaf is very thin. So he wants to make it look more appealing. So he scrapes a little bit from the inside of the right side of the chaf. So all that's left now is the new part of the chaf that was written. So the Kesa says, the Lishka says here in Sifkot Nevav, that would be a psul. That's what we know as the psul of Panim Chadoshes. V'hine b'sefer Shemesh Tzedakah Simen Chaf Ches b'tfilin shenimtza vav yaseira b'teves l'taytafos. In a case where you have an extra vav in the word l'taytafos, v'kosav, the Shemesh Tzedakah writes, ki limchaik es avav l'haysef k'tzaz d'yoy b'sof ha-tes ha-rishayna v'chein b'tchilas ha-tes ha-shniya. The Shemesh Tzedakah says that let's say you want to add to the left side of the first test, and you want to add to the right side of the second test. Kedei shelo yeh hefzik b'emtza teva. Libay doifik, he's not comfortable with that. Why not? Lefi shelo matza tikun oisof es diyoi el limshech ha'ois ba'arkoi. V'loi la'avoi. So the Shemesh Tzedakah says that the only time we find the kula to fill in the empty space is when you're stretching a letter, like a dalet or a vav. I'm sorry, not a vav, like a dalet or a resh or a beis. In such an instance, we find the kula, but not to make letters thicker. As I zok the Shemesh Tzedakah, says the Lishka, I don't know what he's talking about. V'lo yadati eiz esvari yesh l'chalik b'zeh. Ma pitom? Im lo yishen emar. He says maybe what the Shemesh Tzedakah's problem is, ki im ya'ave es ha'ois, if you're going to thicken the two tesses, yesh l'chash pen v'rabes hayomim, maybe in 25 years from now, yis have a nekev v'shar kilkel mitzad hasheni. Maybe there's going to be a hole on the other side, but Eifen Shalay Yeshua Rakma Shahisif, Yeshalay Kesidron. Maybe that's his problem. That, like we said before, the problem of Panim Chadoshes. In other words, the old part will one day disappear for some reason, and all that's going to be left is the new part. That in that case also a Chayshish for something that maybe is going to happen in the future. Nevertheless, says the Kesis, Mikol Mokum Nirlin, if he has Niazdaiti, the Insarach Lachush, Mchshasha Rechaika. In the case over there in Simid Aleph, it's not such a far fetched Chshash. But over here, this case of the Shemesh Tzedakah, that would be a very, very Vaita Chshash. And you don't have to be Chayshish for such far fetched ideas, and Mimela one could be Mekel. Says the Lishk Zasifers, if Kotten Zion, Gamkein Mahani. The gamba zet tzarich lashgiach shalay deskalkel tzuras ha'ois b'shum pam al yedei ha'isof es diyoi. Over here also, one has to be careful that it should never become a shinei tzura. In other words, in a case where you're thickening the letters, you should make sure that it never becomes a shinei tzura. Derech moshel, for instance, im girei des ois lifnei resh. Let's say there was an extra vav, for instance, before a resh. So you erase the vav. Now you have to thicken the resh in the right side of the resh. So, if when you're adding a little bit to the resh, it's going to look like a dalid, even though afterwards it's going to go back to looking like a resh, because for a second it looked like a dalid, and then you're turning it back into a resh. So now you're recreating the resh, like a sidron. So that would be a psul, so you have to be very careful. But tzarech lezeh, zehir es yaseira, azoy zakta melech ha-shamayim, one needs extra caution in such a situation.